This is Christopher Howell reading The Dream of 64. Sometimes I feel alone, as I was the summer of 64, working at Kodak, driving a Renault that wouldn't start without the assistance of a hill. One time, up in the Cascades, the only hill available was a boat ramp, and I drove right into the lake, which did not help the car's electrical problems. It was the summer I pitched for that disastrous semi-pro team from Lentz, and me and Jansrud were the only players who could throw, hit, or field. Years later, the coach, a Catholic, told me anyone who watched those games should get time off in purgatory. Thanks be to God we played at night. After the games, I would drive to the top of Mount Scott, where there were no houses yet, and sit on the hood of that car to watch stars and the pulsing passage of satellites, both ours and theirs, and listen for what might matter or might speak. In hopes she would forget about me over the summer, my girlfriend had been sent off to California, a thing parents did back then when the boy clearly wanted only one thing and was in other ways undesirable. She wrote long, chatty letters that would have depressed a saint, so the gambit seemed to be working. My parents and most of the adults I knew were so deep in their dream, they spoke mostly in movements of a dance that seemed both somber and immense. And now I am the dreamer, shimmering, everyone I care for purling at an intimate remove, stopped clocks moving planetary, paced in this sleep steepening world.